بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من والاه. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وأنت على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل التفرق بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم ولا تدع فينا شقيا ولا محروما. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him, and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him, and he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam bidayatan. Allahumma laka alhamd. Let's all of us say, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings of Islam, alhamdulillah, for the fact that Allah has chosen us to be from those, inshaAllah, who should be serving, inshaAllah, the cause of Islam. Allahumma ameen. Ameen, ya rabbal alameen. طيب, اليوم يا أحبة بدي أدخل بمجموعة آيات. عندنا الآن عدد من النعم التي أنعم الله بها على بني إسرائيل, وعددها كبير ومذكورة كمية. لن أقف عند كل نعمة, سأذكر النعم كلها مرة واحدة ثم نعلق تعليقا عاما على فكرة النعم عندنا. يعني خلينا وضعت هنا النعم, وفي المقابل كيف كانت ردود الأفعال وكيف كانت العقوبات وبالفعل التي نستفيدها من الفكرة. What I'm planning to do, إن شاء الله, I will be reciting the verses. Basically, we have a number of verses, many more than one paragraph, many verses. All of them, basically, they are just counting the blessings and the bounties and the gifts that Allah gave to the children of Israel in that time. You know, one after one and one after one. This is a package. Then we will be mentioning their reaction for some of them. Were they thankful, they rejected, they ignored, they disgraced, what happened? And what kind of lesson we can take from, you know, the fact that Quran is narrating this for us. قبل ما أبتدأ بهذا الموضوع, خلينا نتذكر قضية يا أحبة, قضية علمية بحتة, ألا وهي أنه إحنا بالنسبة لنا القرآن هو وحي, وهو نص مقدس, وهو إيمان بالنسبة لنا. بالنسبة لغيرنا إذا خطبناه, على الأقل دعوهم يعرفون أنه أقدم وثيقة تاريخية لتفصيل حصل مع شعب موثق قبل 3400 سنة. علميا عم بحكي أنا الآن, عند من لا يؤمن به وحيا, يعني ما بيؤمن به وحي, على الأقل نذكر له هذه معلومة. مجموعة من المؤمنين في وقت ما, عبر سنوات ما, حصل معهم, خلينا نسميها سجل تاريخي للبعض, لمن لا يؤمن. طبعا من يؤمن مش سجل تاريخي, بل من لا يؤمن وحي, يقين يدين الله عليه فكرة واعتقادا. لكن من لا يؤمن, حلو أنك تهيئ نفسك علميا لتقول له لا يوجد أحد تم نقل مفهوم. تذكر حكينا على التواتر وحكينا على النقل وحكينا على كذا, على الأقل at least just have an idea من زاوية نظر علمية تاريخية. عندنا توثيق وعندنا حفظ وعندنا تسلسل وعندنا نقل, معلومات خدها كدراسة. مش غلط تفتحوا هذا الباب أمام الناس, لأن كثير ناس لا يعرفون أن القرآن فيه تفاصيل عجيبة عن أشياء كثيرة جدا حتى تخص الآخرين, مما ليست موجودة عندهم هم أصلا. What I was saying, it's a pure scientific academic point, a very important concept for us. I mean by us Muslims, حسب شو اسمه بيل كلينتون Muslims, okay, we Muslims, we believe in the Quran as revelation. We believe literally it is from Allah. It's a sacred book for us, and if you do not believe in anything in it, we will be outside of Islam. Nevertheless, let's keep in our mind that for non-Muslims who do not believe in our book, let them know that at least that our book contains a historical record for a lot of events which describes basically something has happened about 3,400 years from now, which to the best of my knowledge no group, no sect, no religion were able to keep up the narration and the chain of narrators as we did. So even when you discuss with non-Muslims out of spreading the knowledge, let them know, if you are interested to understand about Islam, about the history of humanity, about how others used to know from different angles, okay, consider reading the Quran if you want to see what happened with a group of people used to be believers at that time. They were, by the way, to the best of our knowledge, they were the true believers at that time, whom Allah has given them amazing blessings. So we are taking a lesson now from this. Clear? طيب. Now I will recite. بقرأ الآن الآيات بشكل سريع جدا. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. عدوا معنا. ماشي؟ النجاة من آل فرعون. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 40 لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجل فتوبوا إلى بارئكم فاقتلوا أنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم عند بارئكم فتاب عليكم إنه هو التواب الرحيم. وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نؤمن لك حتى نرى الله جهرة فأخذتكم الصاعقة وأنتم تنظرون. انتبهوا وأنتم تنظرون. تذكير بأنه أنت كنت شاهد ترى بعينك شفت. ها بدنا نعمل تطبيق علينا إحنا الآن لما ربنا سبحانه وتعالى يكرمنا. ثم بعثناكم من بعد موتكم لعلكم تشكرون. وظللنا عليكم الغمامة وأنزلنا عليكم المن والسلوى كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. وإذ قلنا ادخلوا هذه القرية فكلوا منها حيث شئتم رغدا وادخلوا الباب سجدا وقولوا حطة أو وقولوا حطة نغفر لكم خطاياكم وسنزيد المحسنين. فبدل الذين ظلموا قولا غير الذي قيل لهم فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يفسقون. وإذ استسقى موسى لقومه فقلنا اضرب بعصاك الحجر فانفجرت منه 12 عينا قد علم كل أناس مشربهم كلوا واشربوا من رزق الله ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين. وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نصبر على طعام واحد فادع لنا ربك يخرج لنا مما تنبت الأرض من بقلها وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها قال أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم. وضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة وباءوا بغضب من الله ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. Amazing. It's amazing. By the way, we are talking about a group of believers. أنتم معي؟ نعم. نقرأ عن مين؟ عم نقرأ عن مجموعة من المؤمنين تصحب نبيا يتنزل عليه الوحي. مشان أنا اللي بهمني أنا شخصيا على الأقل أنا اللي عم بركز عليه إحنا شو نستفيد الآن في هذا العصر وإحنا عم نقرأ القرآن من قراءة هذه الآيات وإلا نضيع وقت على المؤاخذة صح؟ شو الفائدة؟ له علاقة فينا ولا ما إله؟ في زوايا نأخذ منها درسا ينطبق علينا ولا ما ينطبق؟ هنا اللي بهمنا الآن. الآن مات من مات وذهب إلى ربه من ذهب. الآن يعني بالنسبة لنا هاي عبرة. هاي العبرة بدنا نأخذ منها درس. Now what I did basically, I read just the verses. I will read literally what the direct translation say. Then I will come to the conclusion some of the lessons. I read about full 2 pages. They are all of them full of blessings and bounties from Allah. And reactions from the believers at that time, and how Allah punished them and forgave them, punished and forgave, and how merciful Allah is.
Amazing. Wallahi, it's unbelievable when you think about it. Yes, some of them, they committed the disbelief literally and directly. Punished part of them, killed part of them, yet he forgave them after that. Which is, from one angle, it's a glad tidings for us. It's a good news that, alhamdulillah, even though we are committing a lot of sins, by the way, not on individual level, on a group level. Because they were ummah. And maybe at that time, they were the only ummah of believers, by the way, at that time. Because if, historically speaking, if you are talking about of time of Musa alayhi salam, Moses, peace be upon him, historically, narrations, it's between 3,400 years up to 3,600-700 years. So average 3,500 years from now, Musa alayhi salam. Then come closer, some of the verses. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in English. Remember how we delivered you from the people of Pharaoh, who afflicted you with dreadful torment, slaughtering your sons and keeping your women. That was a severe test from your Lord. And remember, when we parted the sea, we split the sea, rescued you and drowned Pharaoh's people before your very eyes. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. And remember, look to the other, remember, it's for us by the way now. Remember when we appointed 40 nights for Moses, then you worshiped the calf in his absence. You know, worshiping another god, according to our faith, is what?
Shirk.
They have committed what caused them to be outside of the fold of religion. And Allah forgave them. Allah forgave them. And by the way, this is applicable on many Arabs now. After the collapse of the Ottomans, some kind of ideologies, basically, they contain the pure shirk and kufr against Allah. Are you with me? Which ends with ism, you know? Huh? Nationalism, Ba'athism, okay, مش عارف ايش, ism, all of them, many of them, they contain, which is the exactly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not punish the whole at once. Tens of years. Nevertheless, we are receiving some punishments. We do now. Some of us, we do. Which is part of the same law. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, remember when we appointed 40 nights for Moses, then you worship the calf in his absence, acting wrongfully. Even then, we still forgive you, so perhaps you would be grateful. Ya Allah ma arhamak. Wallahi. Ma'azamallah. And remember, when we gave Moses the scripture, the standard to distinguish between right and wrong, that perhaps you would be rightly guided. And remember when Moses said to his people, O my people, surely you have wronged yourselves by worshipping the calf. So turn in repentance to your Creator and execute the calf worshippers among yourselves. That is best for you in the sight of your Creator. Then he accepted your repentance. Surely he is the acceptor of repentance, most merciful. And remember when you said, O Moses, we will never believe you until we see God with our own eyes. It's another action of I don't know, it's a disaster. Another forgive it, you see, forgiveness, an act of shirk or kufr, then punishment, then Allah forgave, another time, still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sabur. Allah gives opportunities. It will not be, wal'iyadu billah, immediately punishing us or any kind of believers. Many, this is a lesson for us. Remember when Moses said to my people, surely you have wronged yourselves by worshipping the calf, so turn and repent. I remember when you said, O Moses, we will never believe you until we see God with our own eyes. So a thunderbolt struck you while you were looking on. Then we brought you back to life after your death. Can you imagine this? part of the children of Israel, they were killed, literally they became dead. Then Allah brought them from death in a group level. Hundreds or thousands, Allah knows. And you know, they are witnessing, seeing. Look to what level Allah was giving the opportunities. We brought you back to life after your death so that perhaps you would be grateful. And remember when we shaded you with clouds and sent down to you man and salwa. The man and salwa, two types of food, we will talk about them. Saying, eat from the good things we have provided for you. The evildoers certainly did not wrong us, but wronged themselves. And remember, when we said, enter the city and eat freely from wherever you please. Enter the gate with humility, saying, absolve us, we will forgive your sins and multiply the reward for the good doers. But the wrongdoers, again, the wrongdoers changed the words they were commanded to say, so we send down a punishment from the heavens upon them for their rebelliousness. So it's just, you know, because they are all related, it's not wise to keep just dealing with each one by its own. It's a number of blessings. Let's see now the lessons that we can receive. الدروس المستفادة يا أخوي أحبة. أولا الله سبحانه وتعالى رحيم متفضل منعم ومكفر على الرغم من الصدود والإعراض والكفر ويعطي فرصة بعد فرصة للأفراد والجماعات والأمم. قاعدة الأولى، الرسالة الأولى، نستفيد فرادة وجماعات وأمم. The first message, Allah سبحانه وتعالى is most merciful. And he will not punish anyone or any group or any ummah till he gives them or him or her, and I mean by them even smaller groups or nations, many opportunities to reach to a level in what we call in our terminology, Islamic terminology, iqamatul hujja. Iqamat al-Hujjah, literally we say to establish the argument, which means not to leave any kind of space to give you an excuse that you did this because you were ignorant, you did not understand, you did not feel, you did no. You know, one chance, two chance, three, four, five, six, seven, till everything is complete, then the final punishment, when it comes, it will be because of me, not because Allah has, wal-iyadu billah, cheated me. Or Allah just make benefit of, I'm ignorant, I'm making a benefit, then the punishment will come. No. This is the first message. Now, let's see again the number in Arabic now. النجاة من آل فرعون. هاي لوحدها يفترض أن يبقوا ساجدين عليها. تفريق البحر. ركزوا معي. أعظم معجزة مادية من حيث الحجم والرهبة حصلت لمجموعة المؤمنة في تاريخ البشر. بحر بينفتح وتفتح بينه طرق يمشون فيها ومجرد ما خرجوا جيش فرعون اللي هو واحد من أعظم إن لم يكن أعظم طاغية على كوكب الأرض في ذلك الوقت أمامهم وهم ينظرون تم إغراقه وماتوا جميعا أمامهم. شوف حجم النعمة. طبعا بآيات أخرى مش مذكورة هنا خرجوا من البحر فمروا على قوم يعكفون على أصنام لهم قالوا يا موسى اجعل لنا آلهة يد النيلة. انت ركز معي، شيء غريب غريب، النفس البشرية لما تعاند. Now what I'm doing basically, I'm repeating again the blessings just to see how we should be replying. First of all, Allah saved them, the people of Fir'aun. They were tortured. So Allah saved you. Be thankful. By the way, not in Surah Al-Baqarah, in another chapter, one of the amazing things, unbelievable things that happened, which is not in these verses, in other verses, because the story of the children of Israel and Moses with Israel and Moses with Pharaoh, all of them, they are tens of verses. Allah spread them in the Quran. It depends on the lesson that Allah wants. But another verse, once, even though, you know, Allah split the sea completely and he opened the dry, you know, like paths or roads for them to walk in. Then the army of Pharaoh you know, they were completely drowned in front of them and they were killed completely. Just after a while, قال مروا على قوم يعكفون على أصنام لهم. They passed by a group of people. They were, you know, dedicated completely in their worshipping for statues, for idols. قالوا يا موسى اجعل لنا آلهة. You know, آلهة ولا آلهة؟ إلها كما لهم آلهة. They asked Musa alayhi salam to make an idol, an aliha, a god like them, which is completely against faith. And by the way, here is a pause. Let's take a lesson from this. So how come? Let's see the influence of what we call in Arabic al-bi'a al-tarbawiyya. انظروا إلى موضوع خطورة البيئة. تربى بنو إسرائيل لمئات السنين. طبعا ظاهر ظاهر المعلومات التاريخية أن بنو إسرائيل من يوسف عليه السلام إلى موسى اختلفت الأقوال بين 400 إلى 600، المتوسط 500 سنة جلسوا في مصر، تحت جزء منه كانوا معززين وجزء منه كانوا في عبودية. لو قلنا نصفها 250 سنة، بين 200 و300 سنة، فهم استعبدوا حوالي 250 ل300 سنة، فجيل ورا جيل. طبعا 250 300 سنة على الأقل فيه 5 ل7 أجيال، فتربوا على العبودية في مصر. فلذلك ما كان بالسهل لما خرجوا مع كل الآيات، الجذور التي تربوا عليها ما زالت مؤثرة. وهذا شيء عجيب جدا. طبعا هذه رسالة تربوية، انه اين تربي نفسك واين مع من تجلس واين تضع ابنك في المدرسة. واللي والي يا شيخ ربطت هاي بيربطها طبعا، هاي بيئة وهاي بيئة، هاي بيئة الفردية. انا لما ابني يجلس عدم المؤاخذة يكون عمره مثلا انا عمره 16 سنة، من عمره 5 سنين لل 16 11 سنة مجلسه في بيئة فكرية عقادية كومبليتلي ما لها علاقة فيه، وبغيب فيها متوسط 9 ساعات باليوم، وانا باجي متأخر وما بشوفه وما بقعد معاه، واصدقائه من هناك وبقعد مع اصدقائه من نفس البيئة. بعد ذلك عملية مين اللي رباه؟ الآخر، بغض النظر من هو الآخر، وانتم كلكم عارفين من هو الآخر. فبده يطلع ايش؟ شو أولوياته؟ شو المينتاليتي؟ خطير. هذا عم نشوفه على مستوى أمة. طيب in English or in French now which one؟
stick with Arabic.
stick.
حكيت عربي
اليوم.
كله عربي. لا هلا حكيت عربي.
لا كله انجليزي.
هلا شو كنت احكي؟
بس كله خمس دقائق يعني.
قسما بالله انك لخمتني والله، فكرت حالي كنت بحكي انجليزي هسه. ترابل ميكر، يو نو هيد ميد مي ثينك ذات اي واز سبيكينج انجلش. اي ثوت ذا سيستم از يو نو سمثينج هابند وذ ماي سيستم، ايميديت ترانسليشن وات اي واز سيينج. اي واز سيينج ان انذر فيرس ان ذا قران، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that when they left the sea, after they witnessed literally, physically, you know, the death of this huge army and this dictator, and they finished just with a why, they passed by a group of people that are worshipping some idols and they asked. So I was referring to the importance of the roots of slavery and the roots of the environment that they lived for tens and hundreds of years. I said, according to historical records, the time between Joseph or Yusuf alayhi salam and Moses, some narrations they say 400 years, some of them they say 600 years. So the average is 500. Between them. So this 500 years, they lived, part of them under high prestige because they were the relatives of Yusuf alayhi salam, who used to be the prime minister or the minister of justice and agriculture. Okay, somehow. So they lived for 60, 70, 100. We don't have exact numbers. Let's divide it, split this into two, you know, eras. Era A, let's say, 50%, about 200, 250 years, they were living good. The other time, you know, they were in a bad situation. So they lived average 200 to 300 years in slavery. They were tortured, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. It's not my conclusion. يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ. They used to kill their sons and to leave just some of them to be serving them as slaves. وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ. Your daughters, your wives, your females, they were taken as servants to serve the Egyptians there at that time. So Allah is mentioning to them, look what used to happen with you there. So, but nevertheless, the environment they lived basically, you know, influenced in roots their priorities. Even though they were witnessing the miracles, they were witnessing all kinds of blessings from Allah, yet they asked for another God to be worshipped. So I was referring to something. Let's take part as a subtitle, as a message from this. Let's count to 10 before deciding where to put our kids, in which schools they should be, who are their friends, with whom a group or shilla. Shilla, what do you mean by shilla?
Groups,
gangs. No, shilla means أصدقاء أقصد. Not shilla, it's a group.
Gangs?
Wallah.
Friends.
مجموعة الأصدقاء المقربين بيحكوا لهم gangs. هذيك صح.
Guys.
Closed group, ها؟
محمد.
ها؟ أيام محمد. هاي 10-0. أنت أيامك أيام العز معناته. هسه الوضع تغير يا محمد. الشلة يا سيدي، أوكي؟ In English, the شلة، أوكي؟ خلاص شو نسوي هذا؟ The very closed group of friends, whether they were good or bad, أوكي؟ فلاحظ بعد ذلك ومواعدة موسى 40 ليلة. لاحظ الله سبحانه وتعالى أكرم هذه المجموعة المؤمنة فوعد نبيهم 40 ليلة، وفي هذه 40 ليلة أخذ الألواح، وهنا ممكن نقف نختم ونكمل إن شاء الله. الألواح والكتاب والفرقان، طبعا هنا في تفصيل ما الذي أخذه الآن. المعلومات عند اليهود أنفسهم، المكتوب عنده الألواح. طبعا إحنا ما عندنا نص 100% يوضح الطريقة بالحرف، هم حجر، هم مصنوعين، كيف تمت الكتابة، نزلوا بشكل كذا، ما في هذا. الرواية الاعتقاد اليهودي بأنها نزلت تماما مكتوبة من الله. بالأفلام يضعون أنها حجارة نزلت من السماء ثم جاءت نار حارقة وكتبتها وموسى ينظر، هذا في رواياتهم هم، ماشي. بس نيفرذليس ابن موسى عليه السلام أكرم بلوحين مكتوب عليه ما يعرف الآن بالوصايا العشرة، نزلت وأخذهما وجلس 40 ليلة يعلم، وبعدها جاء بحسب رواياتهم اللي هو التوراة. طبعا لمعلوماتكم موسى أخذ من الله بحسب الاعتقاد اليهودي 3 أمور: الوصايا العشر مكتوبة على الألواح، وأخذ التوراة وعلمها، ثم أخذ يرويها لبني إسرائيل على فترات، وكان بعضهم يكتب، من هنا جاء التوراة المكتوبة، وأخذ تعليمات شفوية لم تكتب إلا بعد 900 سنة وهي التلمود. Let's finish by this. Now we have an indication that Allah سبحانه وتعالى was talking about the blessings and the خير and the بركة and that gave to Musa. He asked, appointed Musa, invited Musa to be in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in some special like meeting. So he was there alone for 40 days. It's honoring for the people of Israel. So is their prophet, he was taken in a certain like isolation for 40 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that he received the tablets and received al-kitab and al-furqan. Al-furqan here, for example, al-kitab could be al-Torah. And al-Furqan, the standard. Al-Qur'an is also Furqan, which means this guidance that he received, it contains the standard to know what is right and what is wrong, what is false and what is truth, what is bad and what is good, which is exactly as we have. And by the way, some ulama, they say actually the core, the cream of all messages of all prophets, it's embedded inside the Quran as the final message. يعني كل ما تم بعثه لكل الأنبياء والرسل خلاصته موجود في القرآن الكريم. So I was saying this event, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him and honored them. What happened to him? He received the the tablets contains the Ten Commandments, and he received what we know as the Torah. Some people they call it the Old Testament, which is just the Torah, not the Old Testament. Old Testament much more bigger than the Torah. It's something else, but the Torah is part of the Old Testament. He received this orally. He was taught. Then, according to the Jewish faith, now he started teaching the people of Israel the Torah, and some of them they wrote it and they took it, and he received what they believe in as the Talmud. Now, the Talmud is not the explanation of the Torah. A Talmud laysa tafsir al Torah. It's completely something else. A Talmud here. تعليمات شفوية يعتقد اليهود أن موسى تلقاها ولم تكتب وبقيت متداولة عند الحاخامات لمدة 900 سنة بعد السبي البابلي قاموا بكتابتها. موضوع ثاني هذا التلمود. So they believe that the Talmud it's like an oral teachings. They were not written at all till after 900 years after موسى عليه السلام, after the exile of Babylonians, 900 years later, it happened, which is similar to what we believe in the Sunnah Nabawiyyah. لاحظوا تقريبا الصورة. القرآن الكريم موحى من عند الله سبحانه وتعالى, بينما السنة النبوية ما قاله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وتم تداوله. Just to make it easy when we talk about the ألواح and كتاب and الفرقان. Now, just to keep my promise, it's half an hour. The point, we are still in the process of having an idea about the ni'am and the blessings of the people of Israel, the children of Israel. Basically, ni'am, then we will be talking how they reacted, then we will talk about the punishments. I will keep making the analogy, qiyas, what could happen to us now in case if we did not take a lesson from these events. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.